Hello and welcome to our latest Ecosystem TV installment, where we will take a deeper dive into the insurance sector. Over the next 10 to 12 minutes, we want to discuss and explore how insurers can reinvent themselves to achieve operational and customer excellence while mastering agility in the digital economy. My name is Uli Löffler. I'm the Chief Operating Officer at Ecosystem. And joining me today are Gillian Vaughan, Chief Executive Officer of Pinnacle Life Insurance, and Rob Ellis, Founder and CEO of Centro. Gillian, Rob, thanks for joining me today. Can I ask you to briefly introduce yourself to the audience and about yourself and your organization?
Okay, hi, Uli. So I'm CEO of Pinnacle Life, and we're a life insurance company in New Zealand focused on providing simple, accessible, affordable life insurance. So usually we're working on term life insurance. That's our core business. But we also run other products like group life insurance when we can see a gap in the market that we think fits our strategy. And I guess that's why we're here working with Centro today.
Hi, thanks, Ali. I'm Rob Ellis, CEO and co-founder of Centro. Centro is a group insurance and group benefits administration solution. It's designed to help insurers in the group space transform the way that group insurance is bought, sold and serviced. We're a New Zealand-based company. We launched 2.5 years ago. We have customers in New Zealand, Singapore, Canada, and in Europe, and more coming. The platform itself is cloud-based. It's group-first, built right from day one, and is highly configurable.
Perfect. Thanks, Rob. Thanks, Gillian. So, look, let's get into it. So, look, we are approaching the end of yet another year that has seen unprecedented change, and further acceleration of technology-driven transformation and innovation. Ecosystem's research actually shows that the insurance sector throughout the year was one of the industries that was more positive around the industry outlook and, you know, the business conditions. At the same time, it's fair to say, I guess, that insurance companies are not known to be at the forefront of innovation and, you know, the introduction of new business models and business processes. Gillian, maybe first question to you. Over 20 years ago, Pinnacle Life was founded to address the inefficiencies and inflexibilities in the industry. And you've been incredibly successful, both from a business growth perspective and also from an industry recognition point of view, where you won numerous awards. Why do you think the insurance industry traditionally is lagging behind when it comes to innovation and introduction of new business models?
That's very nice of you to say about Pinnacle. We're a pretty young insurer, 20 years old, just over 20 years old now. So we've been developing at the same time as the internet's been growing up. And as technology's been taking off, and our focus over that time has always really been about what technology is available and how we can best use that. And we're really proud of some of the innovations that we brought to the market over that time, like the first to offer life insurance online. But even at 20 years in, and with a focus on technology all the way through, you can see how legacy issues start to develop. Because life insurers are conservative for a reason. Like if we issue a policy today, we have to be willing to manage that policy for 70 or 80 years. So if you can't commit to supporting it now, you probably shouldn't be doing it. And that leads to some really slow decision-making cycles. And it can lead to legacy products. It takes a while for the risks, I think particularly in the modern world of this, using the non-proprietary new technologies and understanding what that means for your business when you need to run a policy for 70 years. How do you put those together? And it's taken a while for insurers to really start to understand how they can bring that into their business in a safe way. People are starting to do it, and we really need to be doing it, because legacy systems are really struggling to manage the challenges of the new regulatory environments and the new finance requirements that are on insurers. The new requirements really assume modern technology. They assume really high levels of documentation, really high levels of analytics, and those just aren't available in the legacy systems. So for us as a new insurer, it makes sense for us to stay keeping up with the market and stay up to date with new technology, rather than kind of let it slide and then incur massive costs later trying to catch up.
Thanks, Gillian. And you know, mentioned it's obviously a very long time frame, you know, basically lifetime, you know, policies mm-hmm. to manage them. And we talk about later, obviously, lifetime or the, you know, the lifestyles are changing as well. So, you know, you might have to adapt throughout this, you know, life cycle as well. But maybe for Rob, I understand that especially the traditional and larger insurance companies obviously have a lot of legacy systems and legacy products. And it's kind of the analogy of a large cruise ship, you know, being hard to steer around and hard to maneuver. But at Central, you also work a lot with tier two companies, and you know, they are more maybe like a tender boat, you know, catering for smaller groups and being a little bit more nimble and maneuverable. But still, these insurers face similar challenges. Can you talk a little bit from your engagements around the world, like, you know, what are you seeing? What is holding these you know, smaller insurers back? You know, in basically becoming innovators.
Yes, it's an interesting question, and actually the challenges and the business problems and the opportunities for that matter are the same in whether it's a large insurer or a smaller insurer. We focus primarily in the mid, what we call the mid-market space, so those tier twos that you mentioned, but our solution is actually equally relevant and necessary for the larger insurers as well. And some of the challenges that they face are in common are around wanting to streamline administration, do more around innovation, especially innovation around products and customer experience. So the particular challenges that often tier two or mid-market insurers have are actually in a couple of areas. One is in terms of their actual internal resource capability, often quite constrained in terms of the IT resource that they have or the skills capability to develop or manage their own technology solutions. And the other is really around more of an external experience that many insurers have in outsourcing their administration to what are known as TPAs or third-party administrators. And in both of those cases, you know, insurers are constrained from providing the level of service and the level of innovation that they want to provide and are increasingly finding, you know, their customers are demanding. And in the group context, customers are both an employer, the business that's buying the group insurance, as well as the employee themselves. So, you know, many companies now in across the board in terms of size, but particularly in the mid-market space, looking for a solution like Centro that enables them to be more innovative, that where the platform is more configurable and doesn't require bespoke software development and customization, and enables new products and services to be launched to market more quickly and more effectively.
Okay. You mentioned specifically group insurance. So actually, you know, our research, very recent research shows that 40% of insurers are struggling to gain and retain, you know, their customers. And most of these insurers have both offerings, group insurance offerings, but also individual policy offerings. Can you talk a little bit, you know, what are the different challenges between, you know, or if you're offering both or between group insurance and individual policies?
Yeah, I think a lot of the challenges are the same, as well as there being some obvious differences. You know, you always have to start with the customer requirements and the customer's needs first. So, you know, having that customer-centric view, whether it's an individual or retail policy or whether it's a group offering, is exactly the same. You know, you start with that end requirement and then work backwards, as well as then working forwards from the product creation and how a product is taken to market and how it's sold and how it's serviced. But some of the particular differences between group and individual are that group is a lot more complex, but just by nature of the number of parties involved in selling and servicing group insurance. You've got the insurer themselves, of course, some distribution channel of some form or another, which is a broker by and large generally, the customer at the end who's buying the insurance and the employees who are getting the benefit of that insurance and those benefits. And there's often third-party service providers in the mix as well who might be providing non-insurance services to the employer as part of their benefits offering to their people. And so that complexity brings, you know, quite specific challenges that that don't always sit well with a pure retail insurance offering, and in terms of how the insurer manages that. And perhaps Gillian might have a perspective on that.
Yeah, it's really interesting from my perspective, because most of our work is direct to consumer. Our staff spend a lot of time talking to our direct customers. But when we're working with in the group space, you're working through the employer, who isn't an insurance specialist, but you've got to get them to a point where they understand your product and are comfortable enough with it that they can actually take that out to their staff and really get the benefit that the employer is looking for from that. And, you know, Rob's talking about the importance of what the customer needs out of it. And the employer needs really different things from this than the employee needs from this. There's really different reasons behind some of those buying decisions, as well as the differences in managing the product.
Now, that's an interesting point that you're raising as well, Gillian, for especially the employer-employee relationship, because another fundamental change that we've seen over the last, you know, 12 to 18 months is obviously the way economies work and the way companies engage with their workforce or their employees. And the way we're seeing it, there won't be a bounce back to where we were. There would be a bounce forward into a new way of working, you know, where remote and hybrid work becomes standard. And even that in some cases, the location of employment and the location of residency of your employees is maybe not necessarily directly interlinked. So that also has some implications as well on, insurance covers different engagements. So do you see a big change coming, or do you see that the insurance industry is prepared for, you know, maybe new requirements or new ways of catering for that situation?
The last couple of years have been really interesting. And I think if we think about in group space anyway, is the employer being the customer, there's two really strong competing drivers there. One is we're going through a really tough patch and you need to manage cash flow really clearly and really well. The other right now is you need to keep your staff. And there's pressure from both sides of that for us to be doing better and better. So the use of technology is becoming more and more important in our everyday work. And it needs to become more and more part of, I guess, the offerings that we make to employers to help them fulfill their needs of keeping their staff safe and protected and employed with them.
Just to build on what Gillian said, you know, before COVID, we had the emergence and you know, rapid growth of the so-called gig economy and, you know, an increasing volume of people moving to a very different kind of engagement with companies around doing work, whatever that might be. And COVID has really just accelerated that in many ways. It sort of put it on steroids. And as people have moved into, you know, out of traditional 9-to-5, corporate or business roles into working from home and working sometimes remotely and, you know, geographically remotely, not just within a country, but, you know, across countries. There's been a complete realization and an awakening, even if I could say that, amongst the human race in a work context, that things can be completely different than they were before in terms of how I as an employee or as a person with a set of skills and knowledge and experience that someone might want to pay money for might engage with that business and now and in the future. And that turns things completely on its head in terms of how companies have to think about how they look after their people. You know, and as Gillian said, you know, keeping your best people, all your people, retaining those your employees, whether they're, you know, contractors, part-time, full-time, or some other form of employment engagement, is increasingly challenging and increasingly important. And so how insurers and employers think about group insurance and group benefits is as important, you know, more important today, actually, than it ever has been. And that's not just about giving benefits per se, but it's about how they can be really tailored to the individual needs of the employee. And that requires a different kind of approach, but it also requires a different technology capability to enable that. because legacy systems and, you know, using spreadsheets and emails and things to try and manage a group book of 1,000 employees, or never mind 40 or 50,000 employees, is just never going to cut it when it comes to providing that sort of tailored end outcome for the employee or the worker.
If you come back to Uli's original question of how ready is the insurance industry for this, well, part of your original question, I think we're really ready. Like, we might not have the products on the shelves, so to speak, but the insurance industry has been looking at new technologies now for a long time. And, you know, I said at the start, maybe we're a little slow to move to get started, but once you get going, I think the insurance industry is going to has the potential to have so much innovation. And I think people are really in the industry are really ready for that innovation to come out over the next few years.
Now that's great to hear and great to see. And to Rob's point as well, like, you know, that's what we're seeing as well, that obviously retaining employees is equally challenging as retaining customers. And the consideration of medical and life insurance benefits, I think, play a lot higher role in the decision on who you want to work for, you know, due to the experience over the last 18 months as well, and, you know, how, you know, medical and life impact this epidemic has had. But maybe that leads into another question for Gillian. You know, some time ago, Pinnacle Life, you know, launched a cornerstone employee cover, you know, like a life and trauma insurance specifically tailored for small companies for as little as 5 employees. Can you walk us through a little bit, you know, the strategy and the approach that you've taken in launching this service?
So the name of the product, Cornerstone, that comes out of something you hear on New Zealand TV and radio all the time, which is that the SME, small and medium enterprise, is the cornerstone of the New Zealand economy. New Zealand doesn't have a whole lot of massive companies. We have small and medium enterprises. But insurance offerings are really aimed at the larger end of our scale. You know, the margins on a lot of group business are really slim. People are really focused on, you know, the companies with lots of employees where they can make that really count. We saw a gap. And the question was, how could we take advantage of that gap? I guess what we wanted to find was a partner that we could both develop the product with and then help us manage that product. I think we're really aware as a direct-to-consumer life insurer that we don't know what we don't know. So we wanted to work with someone who's a specialist in the group space to help us kind of go, what are the key things that we need from a group product aimed at a different part of the market? What's worked really well elsewhere? What do we need to pull in here? Find a gap, see if you can fill it.
Fantastic. Look, can you just elaborate a little bit more, like, now, what was kind of the time frame from, you know, initiating the product project to launching the product, and also specifically maybe what attracted you to partner with Centro, you know, as your technology partner for this?
So when we were creating Cornerstone, we knew we'd need something really different than we had in place for our individual risk business and what our team is used to providing. We weren't looking to build a new computer system that would then turn into a legacy product later. We wanted to look for something that would be constantly maintained and updated, but that we didn't have to do the work in-house, because this isn't core business for us. It's a new thing we were trying, and we wanted to make sure we had the skills around us to make sure that it would work and work successfully. When we met with Rob and Hans, one of the joys of that discussion, I think, was that we immediately moved into a whole of business discussion. It was about what are the strengths and weaknesses of the business and how could they support us with that? What were our goals that weren't just around group, but on that wider place? And that meant we could come out of some of those discussions being really comfortable. We had a system that we could work with and that we could take through our risk process and make sure we were comfortable with the idea that this is a long-term relationship. To help us manage these products in the long term. We knew that if we partnered with the Centro team, that we would be able to offer our type of product, I guess, coming back to the beginning, the simple, accessible, and affordable are really key for us. So I guess that's what we were looking for going into to finding a supplier to help with us, work with us, and someone who, I guess, who could support the key features that are important to small business. And if you think cash flow, keeping your employees, what we're looking for is monthly billing, easy addition, easy management of employees, employee benefits, and the Centro team fit the bill.
Rob, from your perspective on this engagement, anything to add, or you know how you?
Thanks, Ollie, and thank you for the kind words, Gillian. You know, Hans, my co-founder, and I, quite naturally, I would venture to say, but certainly purposefully, approach any new relationship, any new engagement with anyone probably, but certainly within potential insurer customers with a business conversation. And first and foremost, it's really about, you know, what are the broader business aims and objectives that sit around the group idea, whether it's an existing book of group business or in the case of Gillian and Pinnacle and Cornerstone, you know, a new group proposition to take to market, because it's, you know, technology is only a part of the mix at the end of the day, and it's only an enabling piece to be able to take something into market. And it's really important to understand the broader business requirements, the broader business strategies and goals, and where this proposition sits within that. Because, you know, as Gillian said, you know, the relationship she has with her customers can be 70 or 80 years. Certainly the relationship we have with our customers, we expect to be at least 5 to 10 years. Yeah. And so we're building right from the outset, you know, a strategic partnership that goes much further beyond, you know, the provision of a technology solution, as awesome as that might be. And so, you know, the relationship part is really important right from day one, and the understanding of our customers' business is really important part of that.
No, look, thanks Rob and Gillian for, you know, taking us through the journey. Rob, for you specifically, a question. I always find it fascinating to, you know, to work with innovative companies and, you know, companies who push the boundaries and obviously, you know, and innovating at the edge. And as exciting as the solution is itself, there's always a story behind the solution. So can you maybe walk us through a little bit what prompted you to start Centro and maybe your journey so far?
Yeah, it's an interesting question, Ollie. You know, for me, what's always driven me in my life personally is to make a difference in the lives of others. And in a professional and business context, that remains very much true and at the heart of, you know, why I do what I do. But it's also about making a difference in business, whether that's for the company I'm working in, whether that's for our customers, obviously, and other partners. And so having a background partly at least in the corporate world, I've and my co-founder Hans as well have both experienced buying benefits insurance for our people. And when we came to the world of insurance and benefits a few years ago, it struck us both how underloved the sector was in the insurance space, and not just from an insurer's point of view, actually a longer conversation, but you know, indeed from the perspective of employers and businesses. And you know, I think particularly in the SME, smaller business space, you know, corporates traditionally provide benefits of one kind or another to their people. It's just stock standard. But so the opportunity we saw and what really got us excited was to be able to make a difference to insurers and their customers, and in fact their whole value chain of relationships they have with their brokers and others in the mix, with a better and different way of doing things than the way things have been done historically. Some of those constraints, as we've talked about earlier, as you mentioned, you know, legacy systems, you know, processes that, you know, really are not fit for you know, the requirements of a customer today and into the future, and actually largely, as I said, an underloved space that an underinvested space from a technology point of view, as well as in other ways that I think because of its complexity, it was probably down the list of areas that you know, my other areas that might have got investment first. So, yeah, that's sort of the potted history of how we got into this space, and having found some, you know, somewhere where we felt we could make a difference, and that actually there was not a lot of focus, seemed like a good place to hone in on.
No, it is. And look, it's always great to see when innovation originates out of your own experience, you know, maybe a need in the market that is unaddressed, and then, building solutions. So obviously you can see that you're very passionate about it. And it's great to see as well, you know, Jillian as a customer, how passionate she is about it as well. So that brings us actually to an end. So I wanted to thank both Jillian and Rob for your time. I truly enjoyed the discussion. I believe we can all agree that the insurance industry is transforming. They are innovating, yet maybe at different speeds. And the last 18 months have fundamentally changed our economies, our industries, and most importantly, our professional and personal lives. And this has also changed the priorities that we're all having on how we want to secure and insure our futures. So I'm expecting to see a lot more innovation being introduced into the insurance industry. And it's fantastic to see both of your companies at the forefront of this innovation and introducing new solutions that changes the business models and the processes. So thank you very much. Also to the audience, I want to thank you for listening. I hope the session was valuable for you. If you want to have more background on what we discussed, please visit central.co, where you find quite a few more innovative case studies and installments on how group insurance platforms can be deployed. So looking forward to seeing you back at the next installment of Ecosystem TV. Thank you.